Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I am fogging up because I'm wearing my Maryland Lottery mask. People are like, all your guests are unmasked. Why are you wearing a mask? I'm like, I'm just trying to stay safe for me because I don't want to be sick next week touching all these humans being here in Los Angeles. We had an outdoor-related event on Tuesday night here, and I was blessed and honored to be, after all these years, I am an amputee. It was an amputee Wounded Warriors game, and BJ Gannum's been trying to get me to play. He said, you get an amputation, you miss your finger, you're allowed to play. And I said, man, he's a Wounded Warriors, and they finally got a washed-up former athlete involved. I was the MC. So I chased everybody up and down the sidelines and had some fun at the expense of Jake Plummer and some others. Sage Rosenfels, obviously Kenny Mayne had more fun with me. But we're here on behalf of veterans doing some good stuff. And Jake Plummer's joining us now, as well as Marcus Capone, SEAL.
That is correct.
Navy SEAL, correct?
In my former life, yes. Yeah.
How does one sign up for that? I mean, I know everybody wanted to be a quarterback in the NFL, but...
Well, so that's how you sign up. You become a shitty college quarterback, not
right?
A great one. You marry the coach's daughter, you graduate, and then you go into the military. And that's a true story.
Well, I mean, when I think of the Navy, I think, Jake, you'd say the same thing. You wonder, like, what those mornings look like. You know what your regimen looked like trying to get out onto the field, but yeah. What these guys have done. And last night, watching Big Z chase you and Sage and quarterbacks around, this is a man who's this big, who's missing his entire lower extremity.
Yeah.
On his hands. I saw him out there warming up. And he kind of hangs out on the side. And then when the game starts, he's Terrell Suggs.
Yeah.
On two hands.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm sitting out there with the microphone. I'm trying to watch it. But I'm also trying to, like, figure out who's wearing what number and whatever. And I stopped for just a minute and watched the sunset over Crenshaw. And I thought, well, this is the damnedest thing that I'm here.
I bragged about him all day, all last night to friends and colleagues. And this morning. When you see an individual like that, and the guys that we were playing with last night, and you really look at the problems that we have, it's you know, they go away very quickly, right? You look at these individuals out there that had their limbs blown off overseas fighting for us, and you have, you were late to a meeting or someone yelled at you, and you think it's the biggest issue in the world, and then you look at those individuals out there last night with no legs, right, and no trunk, sprinting after Jake. And you just go, you know what?
This wasn't fake football, dude.
No, they were coming out.
It was coming
like
after you.
He was coming
you.
After that flag, man.
Yeah. What I wonder is like what mental makeup they are to go through such a life-changing experience, probably close to death when you are losing your entire lower half of your body. But what is in his mental makeup to make him approach every day with a smile, with the drive, the desire? I'm sure he deals with, dark shadows like we all do and things you're dealing with life. But like, what is it in his brain, his genetic makeup that makes him strive for what he's doing to like not be, take his injury as oh, poor me or pitiful me, but like to go out there and just be a total badass. I was
inspired.
You feel like, oh, my arm's kind of sore. Yeah. I haven't thrown the football in a while. Like,
that's right.
My arm feels fine.
When's the last time you threw the football?
This morning I just threw the football.
No, I mean before last night.
It'd been a while, actually, where I actually went through a football.
I haven't heard about you in a while. I mean, I remember you as a player. You were a fun player to watch. And,
yeah.
You said to me when you sat down from Boise, and you're from Long Island. But, like, what keeps you happy these days? I mean, you pop up for these things. And I was out on the field wondering, like, this group of former players being asked to come. And I'm in the middle of it with a microphone, and you're there, and I'm thinking, Jake Plummer, haven't heard from him in a while, and you're doing the show today. Where you been?
Yeah, I've been here, man. I've been on the earth having fun. I had three kids, so 11, 8, and 5, so that takes a lot of time. But I've been blessed with a lot of opportunities to present something, make people think a little differently about their health and wellness. First, it was with CBD and cannabis. And, now look at where that's gone as just a single plant. But now we're talking that there's so many, like the fungal kingdom, for instance, and even more plant medicines out there that people are using, whether they're psychedelics, whether they're medicinal herbs, whatever it is, that they're getting more holistic. And so to be able to make people think, to bring that to light in an environment like this that's mostly talking about who's going to score first and what do you think about the Rams D-line, like, well, I'm talking about, hey, how do you feel today? And would you like to feel better? Would you like to have more focus and clarity? Like, well, let's talk about what you eat. What do you do for your daily regimen? Like, what do you supplement with anything? And so we're here to talk about mental health And when I'm doing this kind of thing, it makes me feel real good. It makes me feel like, wow, I have a purpose on this earth more than just to be a former NFL football player. But I actually could make people think about their health and wellness and, like, take a chance at maybe living a little bit more optimally and functioning a little bit higher and maybe reaching your greatness, no matter if you're 40, 50, 70, whatever that is. And, you know, in our country now, how it is, our health is a real scary thing. A lot of people are unhealthy, and then you put, you know, war vets that are coming back from years and years of fighting a war that are dealing with depression and anxiety, PTSD, real life stuff. We call the football game, oh, let's go to war. This is real life shit. I mean, he's a SEAL. He knows, like, what your life.
Well, and you
he
look,
values life
you
a little more than a
one,
quarterback.
In one piece here. You look to be a pretty healthy dude right now. Last night we're watching these guys, as you said, limbs blown off in war. The physical part of it's very obvious. Very, very obvious. This man doesn't have legs and he's chasing you around trying to, but to think about what his mind went through, you know. And you know, for me, my wife had leukemia twice. She's had two bone marrow transplants, 155 nights in the hospital. The physical part was something, but the mental part in the aftermath of any kind of trauma, right? Trauma you went through at war or this kind of trauma, but you start talking about psychedelics and stuff, that kind of flips me out a little bit, because cannabis 20 years ago never would have been talked about here. Gambling 2 years ago
wouldn't
be
talked about.
Yeah, now
there's a team in Vegas.
I had Kyle Turley over for a little bit, and he was talking about cannabis maybe 5 or 6 years ago. But, like, in your part of the world, and I guess for football players, medication for soldiers, here, take this pill. This will help your mind. Take this pill. It'll make your elbow feel better, whatever it is. There are a lot of alternatives out there, and I love when you guys come by and start talking about them.
Yeah, and that's exactly why we're here today. You know, Jake's supporting our mission. Of course, we support what Jake's doing in Umbo, and I'm super excited, company that they launched.
What's Umbo?
That's Umbo. Umbo Mushrooms.
Got it. All right.
We're functional mushrooms.
You didn't mention
that. Yeah, well, I'm
here to talk about him. He's here to talk about me. That's how we go. We're not good talking about ourselves, right?
Are you using his product?
I am.
All right.
Yeah.
So when we say magic mushrooms, that's something people like dropped at a Cream concert back in 69.
Burning Man and the rest of them.
It was like when cannabis came out, or when CBD was a hot topic and I was talking about that, everybody assumed I was getting high smoking marijuana. It's two different plants. There's the THC marijuana, there's hemp. It's two completely different plants. Mushrooms are an entire kingdom of organisms that we haven't
I'm
even researched.
I'm hearing more and more about it. Like, in the last year and a half,
it's a renaissance right now.
Well, I mean, just you guys showing up here on the set. I think it's the first time I've talked about it on the radio, but I see it a lot more in media. I have friends who've become involved in different ways and have said to me, hey, you know, this and that. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, you know, it could be a long, strange trip. Like, that, there's a fear factor on the outside of not understanding it.
Yeah.
But also understanding, like, you guys are doing like, it's working for you. Explain to our audience that maybe they see the mushroom on here and say, what's that all about? I saw that in a movie once. I saw that in H.R. Puff and stuff.
It's definitely an education of people to get back to learning a little bit more about mushrooms, for sure. When you first say, I say I'm growing mushrooms, they go, oh, and they get all kind of secretive and, like, wonder who's going to listen. Matt, can I? What do they make you do? I'm like, well, I fry mine up in a pan with olive oil, salt, and pepper. Lion's mane is a delicacy in my house. Cook it almost every night. So we're talking, like I said, an entire kingdom that's beneficial for you. The adaptogenic effects of just mushrooms in general, whether they make you hallucinate or not, they're good for you.
How has it helped you, Marcus?
I think he'll probably speak more on functional mushrooms, but psychedelic therapy, psychedelic assisted therapy, what we focus on and my nonprofit Vets, Veterans Exploring Treatment Solutions. We have now funded over 450 veterans after they've come back from war and got out of the military to go outside the U.S. and receive the same treatment that I did 4 years ago, which I feel saved my life, kept my family together.
Give me your story. Where were you 4 years ago?
Tell me
about your duty too.
Like Jake, you know, I was aspiring NFL player and that didn't work out. I was a college quarterback coming out of New York and played at Southern Illinois and I was always wanted to be part of a team, and it led me to the SEAL teams. So I spent 13 years in special operations, majority of my time at SEAL Team 6 on the East Coast. And when I left the military in 2013, I was retired. I had a host of what you just called invisible wounds and stuff that Jake probably experienced and what, you know, all those guys in the field last night experienced. 20 years of sustained combat. A country's never seen that. Guys are coming and girls are coming back, you know.
Afghanistan, Iraq, you
both,
check all
of them. I check all those boxes multiple times over at the highest level, and had a, you know, too many memorials, too many funerals. And my wife and I were sitting at, again, the same chapel that we've been to in Virginia Beach. And we were there for one of our best friends who took his own life. And we said, we're not going to let this happen. So we had to come kind of above board at that time and start talking about this psychedelic-assisted therapy, which you're starting to read about.
Where did you hear about it? And what made you open to it? You were
struggling. I was struggling really bad with depression, anxiety. I was throwing coffee mugs through glass panes. I was getting angry. I was breaking down, hysterical crying, just to hear the national anthem or watch something on TV. There was something really wrong. Cognitively, I just wasn't there. I couldn't think straight. I was getting headaches. I was getting lost while I was driving.
This is 2018, 17?
This is roughly around 2015.
Okay,
so I was already out for a couple of years. My wife was working on the background. She's the executive director of Vets. She was trying to find what's going to work for Marcus. I had been through 5 brain clinics. I was on 7 pharmaceuticals, antidepressants, and all this crazy stuff that the VA and Western medicine prescribes you.
Or what they give football players, as Kyle Turley said. Just, right?
That's why we're here together. High-performing athletes and high-performing Tier 1 or Special Operations veterans are together.
Well, there was no stigma on opioids until, like, Brett Favre said, until Percocet became, like, something we talk about, right?
It's a real thing. It's a real thing.
Oxycontin, right? Yeah. These things that
they
I've
knew,
only
too.
Heard of.
They knew all along the addictive properties of it. They knew, pharmaceutical industry knew about that and knew they were going to be forming a legion of addicts.
So you had tried this pill, that pill, the red pill, the blue pill.
I was on them for 7 years straight.
And they were saying mushrooms. Now you're like, well, what the hell? I'll try that.
Yeah, right? But
like
the way I did it, my wife organized for me to go to this retreat in Mexico that's been doing this for 25 years, and I did another plant medicine, not psilocybin, not mushrooms. Life-changing. We're talking about literally 180. When my wife flew in and saw me, she said, Marcus, you're the person I met back in college. Like, you're back. And I said, I can't even believe how well that these work. We have to share. I can't believe the world doesn't know about these yet. And I said, after we help veterans, we're going to help NFL players, because football was my life growing up and through college, and I knew NFL players were struggling the same way. And from that date, we started a grassroots effort. We just wanted to help our friends. We built this charity now. We have almost 20 people working for us. Like I said, we've gone on to fund over 450 veterans.
Where are you based?
Coronado, San Diego.
No, not bad.
It's not a bad
place.
It's over the bridge.
Absolutely.
Right now, but we're still Texas residents, but we've been hanging out. Our daughter goes to San Diego State, so it's all good.
Yeah, I'm a little pissed about this whole L.A. thing because they took the San Diego Super Bowl. You know what I mean? We don't have any San Diego Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They took the team. They took all of it. Marcus Capone is here. He is a Navy SEAL, along with Jake Plummer, former NFL quarterback that you're probably familiar with, talking about mental health treatment, psilocybin. I have never said that on the air. I think that's the first time I've used that. I know what it is. Psychedelic mental health treatment. What is that?
I'm looking at your trippy shirt there.
Dude, man, I know. So everybody I know that's ever, like, dropped shrooms, man, it's light. It's light reactive. Color and light are different. Am I correct in saying? I've never experienced. You're making it with garlic and pepper every night. But for you to give me a hard time about the shirt, like, is that something that you see different?
Oh, no. I'm just giving you because I think a lot of individuals.
It is trippy.
Yeah, it's a trippy shirt, right? But again, the stuff.
It won't fit you, but I'd let you wear it.
It's good. Maybe cut the sleeves off or something. No, but the work we're doing, yes, it is quote unquote a trip. But again, we're talking about we take a plant medicine. We prep the individual before they go to work through, multiple psychotherapy sessions. They go do the medicine work, and then they integrate. I'm integrating for 4 years. Like, the work's not done just because you take, quote-unquote, the drug. The drug gets you out of the dark place. It gets you, like, on this plane to get back to where you're at. But you need to stay there.
This thing's never a straight line.
Right.
Recovery's never a straight line.
It never is, right? And I use recovery, but, you don't go to the gym one time and expect to be in shape for the rest of your life. And so what we found, which has been around for thousands of years, but now you're hearing about it again because this is working better than an antidepressant that literally takes 6 weeks to kick in, and if that doesn't work, they try another. Who has 12 weeks to crawl themselves out of a place when they're ready to commit suicide? Nobody. And you need the work yesterday. Psychedelic medicines get you there immediately. We have to do the work to stay there. And so right now, we're working on legislative efforts. I'm working on state legislation. Our nonprofit Vets is co co-sponsoring SB 519.
You said something about going out of the country to do that. Where they're
legal. So Mexico, Costa Rica, Peru, some places in Europe, New Zealand. There are places that allow access to these medicines. And so that's where we have to go. So when you go fight for your country for 20 years and come back and you don't get the help you need here, you have to go outside the country to heal. That is not the way to do it. It's not right.
Jake, for you getting involved in this in Umbo, correct?
Yep, yep.
UMBO, your business. When does it become something that you open your mind to as a user or somebody that understands it to turning it into an entrepreneurial effort as you're doing up in Boise?
Well, actually, I'm in Boulder, Colorado.
Okay.
But Umbo just was an opportunity to get into a market that's going to be, again, it's going to explode as far as people getting used to the word mushroom and not being turned off or demystifying what that means, that it's not just about magic mushrooms, although there is a large percentage of the population is understanding the importance of having whether it's a heavy dose of psychedelics or microdosing with psilocybin and the benefits that it can provide you. For me personally, it's like, if you can learn to live every day like it's your last, or like maybe you have 5 days left to live, what would you do? If you ask yourself that question, would today this be doing what you were doing? It's okay to assess that. And when you go use psychedelics, I think it's just, as my buddy Dale Jolly said, it's like a 2x4 to the head instead of 6 months of therapy. You just kind of get woken up to what life's really about. Your senses are heightened. You enjoy like the fact that we get to breathe air every day, that you just are happy for everything.
I thought my shirt looked better to you.
I love your shirt.
Yeah,
your shirt's amazing.
I didn't know.
And so with Umbo, we're actually part of what we will do is fund the research for stuff like vets, for figuring out does this really work to help with depression and anxiety and PTSD. And if it does and there's no side effects and these people can go on and live healthy, happy lives and not be detriments to society or even themselves, it's really, again, a gift I have to be exposed to these opportunities to come out and just make people think about a different way to approach what you're putting in your body. I mean, we are divine creatures. So, if you're putting crap in, you're going to get crap out. And put in good medicine into your body or good supplements or good wholesome food, you're going to feel better and function better and live on a different level. And so Umbo's here to help people unearth their potential and, again, support furthering research into psychedelics as a way to help with what is an epidemic in this country of one, overuse of pharmaceutical prescription drugs that usually don't do anything but mask the problem and create more, but also just trying to get people to explore these options, just like we did with CBD. Now they're selling that everywhere. And so I think as time goes, the more people hear us talking about it, and I don't sound crazy. I'm not acting crazy. I'm very sane. I'm here right now. I'm very present. And that all is just through work. Like Marcus said, it's not just, oh yeah, you take some of these plants or this medicine and you're all good. No, I work every day, but it's made me more aware of my surroundings, made me more aware of how I treat people, how people treat me, how I feel around people, how people feel around me. It just brings you more in touch with who you are and where you're at. So everything the vets go through is real life because their lives are at stake, but also football players deal with some of the same levels of stress. And if we can help them come out of the game and not be another number of suicide, depression, divorce, bankruptcy, help them live better lives, that's really what we're here for.
Look, man, I've been doing this my 28th Super Bowl. I had a lot of quarterbacks. I even talked about Steve DeBerg earlier. I'm going to make you, and I hope you take this respectfully, my favorite old hippie quarterback in the NFL. Is that all right?
Cool.
Yeah,
you.
There is, man. My favorite old hippie quarterback. Marcus Capone joining us
thank
here
you.
From the SEAL team, as well as Jake Plummer, former NFL quarterback. His company is Umbo. Tell me where you can find your work at Vets.
Yeah, we're Vets, Veterans Exploring Treatment Solutions. We're at vetsolutions.org.
All right, man.
Sweet. Come visit, donate, educate, learn about the future of mental health care.
They've opened my mind, man. All right. It's good. Thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you.
I appreciate
thank you,
it.
Man.
There you go. All right. We're out here at Radio Row. It's in Los Angeles. It's all brought to you by our friends at Wise Markets. That was a wise conversation right there. It's also brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play on the 4th of March. We will be at Nacho Mama's and Mama's on the Half Shell down in Canton having a crab cake. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.